as one of the leaders on the team this year, and you know, throughout your career, obviously as a senior, what are these last two games? How important are they for the team? You know, obviously, you guys are going through a bowl game, but just to get that next win, moving and get momentum back, moving you guys right direction again.
It's very important, honestly, especially going into this week. You know, we focus on 1-0, you know, like we always say. But this week is really important to us, you know, just going out attacking it every single day of the week, preparing for the game. But these next couple weeks are very important, especially to me, you know, because this possibly could be my last couple games. So, you know, just trying to take it one day at a time, but being prepared, you know, just keep getting ready, building those fires.
Coaches had the one-game mentality all season, and right now you guys are here 6-4, going up against a really good Penn State team. You know, what's your focus right now? What are you trying to? What kind of weaknesses does Penn State have that you think that you guys can take advantage of?
They're a very talented team. You know, they have a young quarterback. He's very good. They got good backs. You know, a good online. They're just talented all around the board. You know, going into an atmosphere that's tough to anywhere on the Big Ten on the road. It's tough to play in. You know, so we just focusing on being us, playing our type of defense, playing violent, playing fast, and playing physical.
You guys have been in every single game this year, every game. Even last week, you guys were right into the fourth quarter. What is it about, what does that say about the toughness and tenacity of this team, that you guys are able to hang in there, win these games, and even the games that you don't win, you're right there, you're giving these teams run for their money?
I feel like it says a lot about our toughness, but, you know, we don't like to get complacent or get happy with moral victories, like, oh, we hung in there, you know, because that doesn't satisfy us. We want to win. We go into games expecting to win, trying to win, you know, so coming close is still like, damn, like, yeah, we played well, we played hard, we played tough, we fought to the end, but it's still that, you know, that I don't know how to say it, still that feeling inside, like, exactly, like, like, you did a lot, but you didn't do enough. You know?
Absolutely. For you personally, you've been all over the field. You're the leading tackler on this team. What is your process like, game in, game out?
Oh, studying. me and my linebacker coach, we here all day, all night. You know, I barely go home.
Yes.
I go to class, I come back here, I go to tutor, and I come back to the facility. If he's not in the meeting with the coaching staff, he's in the meeting with me, you know. So just walking through things, learning, like watching their stuff, going over our stuff again and again, and just being able to control the defense, you know. Tyreen being out, guys had to play a bigger role, you know. So just being able to control it better, communicate better, and just have everybody on the same page.
Mo, where did your passion for football really get started when you were younger?
Honestly, it was Little League. Like, I can honestly say I didn't know. I knew about college football, but I didn't think, like, okay, I'm going to go play college football later on in life. Like, I just loved the game, you know. It's a sport that kept me out of trouble. I got to enjoy it, spend time with my friends, you know. I just had fun doing it when I played football. Football is like my escape from reality sometimes, you know. When you got things going on in real life, it's just my escape. When I'm playing football, I'm having fun. I'm living. I'm just enjoying it, you know. So, yeah.
That's a good answer. I like that. Who was really kind of your muse growing up when you were?
Growing up football-wise?
Yeah.
I can honestly say throughout my, like, process, I've had a couple different people that have impacted me a lot. You know, I had an older cousin that played here. He's coming to Rutgers. Rutgers versus Washington.
Oh, yeah?
My first college football game I ever attended. I wasn't a recruit. My cousin just gave me and my other cousin tickets to come watch him play, and I just fell in love with it. Like, I already loved the game, but I was like, damn, like, this could get me here, like, on this kind of stage. Wow, like, let me take it serious. That was my sophomore year. My cousin Kamoko, he had a big influence on me throughout high school, you know, just training me, teaching me the ins and outs of the game, you know. And as I got older, you know, I had a lot of different mentors that coached, played, you know, so. It's been a lot of people. Even to this day, I have people in the NFL that mentor me, that give me tips, you know. So I appreciate them all.
Who in the NFL?
I've had conversations with a lot of different people. Fred Warner, Hassan Reddick, you know, different Quiddy Pay, guys like that. Cause I have a cousin that plays in the league that has connections to these people. So I reach out from time to time, like players that I watch on my own. Like, yo, can you get me in contact with this person? Can you get me in contact? And he tries his best, you know, when he gets me in contact with them, they're always generous. They always give me great information, great feedback. So, you know, I really appreciate it.
Awesome. What does 1-0 against Penn State mean for you this week?
Means a lot, honestly. Like, since I've been here, we have not got a victory against them. So, you know, going into this game, that's what we're looking for, a win.
And lastly, what has Coach Yana meant for you over these last several years?
Coach Yana, that's my guy. since he came in, you know, me and him have been real close, real tight. He means a lot to me, you know. He's a mentor, and he doesn't just coach me on football. He coaches me on life, I say. You know, because outside of football, I'm a father, I'm a big brother, I'm a son, and I have a lot of people depending on me, you know. So sometimes it's a lot of weight on my shoulders, and he shows me how to get through those tough times, you know, and keep a level head and just stay focused on the spot, even outside of football when chaos is going crazy, things are going crazy, this is going that way, this is going that way, things aren't going how you expect it, but staying calm and just figuring it out.
This unit, your last question, your unit, the defensively, is one of the top in the country, top of the nation, top 10. What does that say about not just your collective group, but also your defensive coordinator altogether? Now, what does that mean for you?
Coach Harris Simiak, I love that guy. He's a phenomenal coach. Like, he's probably one of, if not the best D coordinator in the country in my eyes, you know. It says a lot about him because he's the leader of this, you know. He drives us every day, you know, in meetings. He talks to us. He inspires us. And he calls the plays. We go out and play, but he coaches us to the best of his abilities, you know. We appreciate him every single day coming out here and just giving it his all.
Mo, thank you so much.
No problem.